thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Welcome along to the podcast. Got a quick follow-up that I want to do from yesterday. On the show, we were talking about how you should sleep naked, and the majority of the Illawarra said that, you know, you shouldn't have the undies on when you go to sleep. You two said you were going to try it. Did we freely blow about in the breeze last night, or...?
Well, you know what? I did give it a go. I actually did give it a go. Yes, I did.
Is that why you've had a smile on your face all morning?
I've had a smile on my face all morning. Now, I thought, you know what? I'll try this thing. And to be totally honest, it was all right. You know, I don't know.
You don't sound sold.
I don't feel like I had a supported sleep. You know, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, when you lie in your bed, you should have good lumbar support. I think when you put on undies, you're also giving other support. Okay. And I didn't have it last night, so.
So you didn't feel all tucked in and cozy.
I felt vulnerable. I felt like there was a part of me that just was doing its own thing.
It's like when you sleep with one leg out of the covers. Like you always have to have one leg hanging out of the side of the sheet.
Well, there was.
That's you know what? That's exactly what it was. There was one leg out. Sammy, I've mentioned on numerous occasions that in my earlier years of dating, I wasn't the most successful. Dating wasn't a successful thing for me. And then when
I've told you repeatedly that's because you used to wear a trench coat.
Yeah, but they were all the rage. You don't understand that. Like everyone loved my trench coat and my white tight jeans. I mean, when I combine those two things together, oh, and the long stop it, Jade, stop it. Even I'm frothing at the thought of it. I'm like, that guy is a steal.
How am I going to concentrate on the next 4 minutes after that description?
Oh, what
exactly, Chris.
What an absolute gorgeous fella. But, you know, when I would actually eventually start dating someone, I got so much relationship advice because, you know, whatever happened, you know, I'd start dating someone and then they'd kind of distance themselves from me for whatever reason, you know.
I remember it was never you.
It was never me. I remember there was one girl that I dated, and this is when I was very young, okay, and I was like, I don't really know if we're dating, you know. I was talking to my brother. I was like, you know that kind of vibe where you're dating someone but you don't really know if you're dating them?
Yes, you don't know if they're thinking the same way that you're thinking, if you're on the same page. Yeah, it still happens today, trust me.
You're in that middle ground. I remember my brother said, what you need to do is ride your bike past her house all the time. let her know that you're interested.
Stalking is never an option, okay?
Well, embarrassingly, it was a BMX and Damo was 27. And that quickly put the fire out in that relationship.
I mean, you know, I'd love to say that wasn't true. But get this, okay, so there's a couple from Russia, and I reckon that these guys have really, they've taken the advice to the next level. Somebody said, okay, the two of them were having troubles in the relationship. They just weren't seeing eye to eye. So somebody said, hey, why don't you handcuff yourselves to each other, all right, for 3 months, and that will just cement your relationship and you'll be madly in love forevermore. Okay.
That's the dumbest relationship advice I've ever heard.
Bad.
Well, handcuff yourself together for 3 months and that'll fix everything?
For 3 months. And they didn't have the key, so they handcuffed them together.
Oh, no.
These guys took the advice. They took the bait. They took the advice. 3 months. They would have to go to the toilet together, shower, all that sort of stuff. The whole lot. Everywhere they went. There's loads of pictures online of them where she's always dressed up really nice and he's always in his underpants.
Well, you can't both get dressed.
So did this really happen? This is a true story.
This is not one word of a lie. This is a real thing. They did it as an experiment then in the end. You know, they saw it through 123 days together. In the end, when they came along and they broke the handcuffs, the girl, whose name is Alexander, she turned around and she said, I want to live my own independent life. She says, hooray, I'm free. So she
ran out the door with no clothes.
And they broke up.
Yep.
They broke up. That relationship advice did not work out.
No.
That was never going to work.
It was stupid to begin with.
I would class that
get rid of the friend.
Yeah, I would class that as easily one of the worst bits of relationship advice in the world, okay? I'd like to see if anyone, I mean, Sammy, you must have had a bit over the years. Chris, you would have had a bit of relationship advice as well over the years.
Yeah.
And I've no doubt in the Illawarra, there are people out there who've had dodgy relationship advice. I want to know the best one, okay. All right? It doesn't have to be handcuffing yourself to each other.
Like the best worst. You mean the worst relationship
the
advice?
Worst relationship advice.
Given?
You know, if somebody said to you, I'd love to hear it. Okay, what's her number again?
42751965 like if you have the relationship advice to give us. And you know that when you get in a relationship, people feel like it's their right to give you that advice anyway, whether you've solicited for it or not.
That's right.
Well, I know it happens when you're dating and single, like me. All your married friends and happily married friends want to give you dating advice. And it's hilarious because it's like you haven't dated for 30 years. You have no idea what it's like out there. Shut up. But you know what? I remember one of the worst bits of relationship advice I've ever been given is when you start dating someone and you start seeing them. It's that stupid theory that you have to wait a certain number of dates or weeks or months. Yes. Before you take the relationship to the next level. It's like, if you make him wait, he'll respect you more, he'll love you more. No.
You do what you
never
want.
Never followed
you
that
do,
advice.
That's why, yeah. And that is a common relationship advice. I will give you one, Sammy.
Oh,
you,
here we go.
You know that... You know that
it's exactly what we're talking about. You know people who haven't dated for years.
No. You know that cage that you've got around your bed?
Get rid of it.
Make it optional. At least give him the key to get out.
Yeah, At least give the key.
Let's get some advice from around the Illawarra out to Mount St. Thomas. Lottie, bad relationship advice. What was it?
I got told that if I just stopped dyeing my hair black and took out my piercings, then someone would love me.
Oh, my goodness. Who said that to you?
Co-worker.
Just
change completely who you are and that'll work out.
Yeah,
no, that works for everyone. And Lottie, are you in a relationship now? Are you in love?
I was at the time as well.
Oh, gee, even worse, even more controversial. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
Have you still got your black hair and your piercings?
No piercings, but my hair's purple now, so I did go a different direction.
I like your style. You said, hey, you know what? Black hair, check this out. All right.
I'm going to take it next level. All right, let's go to Jennifer now. Tell us, what's your bad relationship advice?
It was from my father to my now husband, and my husband asked my dad for permission to marry me. This is, you know, before he asked me. And my dad he's quite a character. And he just sat down and he just kind of had a little contemplation moment. And then he turned around to my husband, my fiance, or my boyfriend at the time, and he said, well, you do know what you're getting into, don't you? Like, you know, she can be difficult to live with. And you got to understand what you're getting into. But you know what? If you know what you're getting into, go for it. Take her off my hands.
Take her off my hands.
It's real. If you know what you're getting into. Yeah. What did he mean?
Well, he was implying that I'm hard to live with, but I'm actually one of the most laid-back people I've met.
Well, that's according to you. We'd have to get your father's side of the story.
Well, he's now been my husband for 23 years, but he's not here to back me on this one because he's already at work. Mm-hmm. But hey, my son's here. I'll just ask him quickly.
Oh, I love
how laid back am I?
Very.
He's inherited it from you.
That didn't sound like a mum who just slipped a son at 20.
23 years marriage, I reckon you're doing something right there. So congratulations. I mean, that's an achievement. 23 years of marriage.
That is awesome.
Not listening to bad relationship advice. All right. Let's go to Julie in Lake Heights. Finally, bad relationship advice. What is it, mate?
Don't get married.
Don't get married.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien and Sammy's topic train. Topic train.
Couple of hot stories doing the rounds in the last 24 hours, which will lead to a personal question for both of you guys. Are you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Ready.
Seeing as we were talking about COVID-19 and New South Wales being locked down, we're now shut out of South Australia, Western Australia, Queensland for the hotspot areas. Tom Gleeson, Aussie comedian and Gold Logie winner, was on his way to Perth. He actually arrived, and during that flight, that's when WA shut the borders, so he was promptly turned around.
Ooh, that's harsh. That's tough.
He wasn't the only one. I mean, everyone on that plane who was going for a holiday, I guess. Well, he was going to work, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had a couple of shows over there, and he wasn't happy either because he basically said, well, I haven't been in a hot spot. I've been to no exposure sites, and I'm fully vaccinated. And
but the rules are the rules, I suppose. Yeah, that's just it. How it is, unfortunately.
And we know that people who have been fully vaccinated have ended up getting the virus or been able to transmit it to other people. So, right decision by the WA government, but it ponders the question, have you ever been denied entry somewhere?
Oh, denied entry. Sammy, surely you haven't been denied entry.
I can't think of when I have, but I'll tell you what happened once on one of my New York tours. You know, I have a travel business and I host tours of New York. And in New York, they have this weird thing at licensed venues and bars particularly. You must show photo ID to get in the door. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are. You have to show your photo ID. They refused entry. There was a woman on my tour. She was about 65, I think, at the time. And they would not let her into the bar because she didn't have her license on her or her passport. Oh, and I was like, come on, buddy. Really? This is to make sure people are of legal drinking age? She's 65 years old. I mean, and, you know, she looked 65 years old and they would not let her in.
Oh, that's
chill. That's a bit rough.
That is rough. Although she might have gone home feeling really good about herself. She might have been, I got refused at 65.
Told her partner, guess what? Didn't lose my teeth today and got mistaken for being 18.
What about you? Have you ever been denied entry?
Oh, look, I used to get denied all the time. As a kid trying to get into nightclubs and all the rest, when I turned of age that I could go into nightclubs, I used to carry around my driving license. And in Ireland, a driving license is not a small little thing that they have here. All right? It's actually like an A4 piece of paper. I'm not lying. This is the truth.
And it's called a driving license, not a driver's license?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, it's probably driver's.
Probably driver's certificate, really, if it's that big.
it's your driver's degree. And I used to carry this thing around with me all the time. I'd have it in my pocket and all the rest. And, I mean, it was this massive thing. And still people would say, it's a fake. It's a fraud. You can't come in here. It's like, oh, my goodness me. I mean, and what a horrible thing to carry around with you. Yeah. You'd be, you know, dancing with someone that's is that a driver's license in your pocket? Are you happy to see me?
All right, moving along to our next one. Ed Sheeran taking over Wave FM 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Ed's in a little bit of trouble though. We know that when he's not, you know, busy touring and promoting himself and whatever, he takes a break from social media. He's not long returned in the last couple of weeks. Now, we all know that Ed likes to drink as well too. He's enjoying a little private time on his property in Suffolk. Posted this jokey video on Instagram of him having a drink of a wine under his brand new wooden gazebo, which he hadn't sought council permission for.
Shame, Ed Sheeran.
In trouble. So what, did the neighbours dob on him?
Yeah, neighbours saw that video and thought, I might just report Ed to council. So, question for you two, when have you upset the neighbours?
Oh, well.
No, never. My neighbours all love me. We all love each other. It's a love in here.
Oh, I like
bet you have, though, Damien.
Well, look, the Leith family have, okay? So we were having a barbecue back in Ireland in our house. We lived in the countryside. All the houses were neighbours to each other with long hedges in between. Big, long hedges that took years and years to grow. One time we had a barbecue. There was a discarded sausage in on the ash of the barbecue unit. You know, it had fallen through and it was in there. And my mum grabbed the sausage and threw it out. You know, it threw it out. Well, it caught fire to the hedge.
No.
The entire hedge burnt down.
The 100-year-old hedge.
The entire hedge. Ooh. And our neighbour loved that hedge. We all loved the hedge. I mean, it was a gorgeous hedge. Set fire. The whole thing had to be ripped down. We're talking on a half-acre length property. So that's a lot of hedge.
Neighbours came out with...
going to be careful where she throws her sausages at her, isn't she, really?
Well, there
it
you
was
go.
Mum and not Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Sammy, I had two moments of pride yesterday. Two moments combined in the one situation. And I tell you what, that's a great feeling when you have two moments of pride in one situation.
And I'm going to guess they involved your children?
They involved my children. A lot of the pride comes.
That's the best pride ever, Daddy Pride.
It is. Daddy Pride is what you want, okay? But this was more pride for myself. That I.
What's better than being proud of your children? Oh,
being proud of yourself.
This was the part where I actually patted myself in the back and said, "Well done, son. Well done. Good job, old boy." It was Kiki. I was sitting with my little daughter Kiki. She's 10 years of age, and what I get in my house the whole time is a bunch of kids who constantly have a go at me about technology. I regard myself as pretty all right with technology, but they've surpassed all my abilities, you know. Yes. And yeah. I'll go looking up something and I'll have Jagger saying, "Dad, give it to me. Come on. What age are you?" He actually said to me, "What age are you versus me?" I was like, "Oh, gee, all I was doing was searching something on Google." But apparently he has another technique for finding things.
Right.
So,
see, you know, that's why I kind of needed really to have children, because you know how bad I am at technology. Oh, yeah, a three-year-old would be more technically,
you're
technologically advanced than I am.
Yeah, no, I mean, Lolly,
I need to borrow your children.
I mean, she tries, but just not having the opposable thumb.
She just doesn't have it. Yeah, there. I know.
She's barking orders, but she can't just...
She can't do it. So, you know what? I'm sitting with Kiki, and Kiki is always kind of bringing me up to date on Snapchat and TikTok and all this sort of stuff. And she was getting frustrated with her phone. Now, bear in mind that poor little Kiki has had the hand-me-down of hand-me-down of hand-me-down of hand-me-down phone. Oh. She has the first phone I ever got. You know, she has
poor
the...
Poor thing. See, that's because she's the third child. That's because she's the youngest. Buy the girl a new phone.
No.
Come on, Dad.
She doesn't need it. As far as I'm concerned, she doesn't need it. So when she pleaded for me, I said, okay, here's an ancient one I have. This is when, Apple invented the phone.
I was going to say, I can imagine you giving her the hand-me-down and showing her the video of Steve Jobs introducing it back in 2004 on YouTube. Yeah. See, brand new phone.
Brand new. This is a cool thing. And, you know, she was getting really, really frustrated. And that's when my moment of pride came. It happened when she spoke. She said these words. You ready? Okay. I got her. I managed to get her because she said it once. And then I went, hey, wait a minute. I'm going to get this. I'm going to get recorded on this. I've got to try. Check it out.
It's not letting me close off my phone at all.
So you want to swear what?
What?
What did you say? Like, I want to swear what?
My freaking ass off at it.
Your freaking ass off at it?
Dad, help me.
What? Freaking what? What did she say?
She was getting so frustrated with her phone, she said she wants to swear her freaking ass off at it. And I got the... I got the shock of my life, but first of all, I got pride because I was like, Dad knows more than you about your phone, because I resolved the issue. I took the phone. I said, I'm going to sort this out. That was one for Dad. But then it was actually the statement that she even came out with. I was like, you know, there was a moment of pride where I went, that's my girl. And then there was another moment of pride and I was like, where did she hear that? Where did that originate? Who says
where
that?
Where do you reckon?
Yeah. Well, I said, Eileen, you're going to have to stop saying things like that around the house.
Yeah, Eileen, stop swearing your freaking ass off.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien, you've never had a look at online dating, I assume. You've been married for way too long, haven't you? Or did you ever try it?
I did not. No. Back when I was dating, when I initially started dating, that thing didn't exist.
It was telegrams. Well, carrier pigeons, flu notes around the streets of Ireland.
Or it was Irish dancing. Irish dancing was where it was at, guys. Just so you know, back then, you'd go to an Irish dancing session, drove the ladies wild. That's how you would, yeah.
So the way you'd flick your leg up, was it the river dance kind of thing?
It was the river dance.
Flick your legs in the air.
When the ladies got a glimpse at my calves, they would go, oh, yeah.
I'm just picturing like a real-life version of Tinder, where there's one woman that sits on a chair, there's 10 Irish men in front of her doing a jig, and she either makes you move to the left or the right, depending on whether she thinks you're acceptable.
And it's all about calves. Oh, my God. It really is. It's about the calves.
You've created the new Irish dating app.
I like it. I actually like it a lot.
That's a good idea. Well, this mate of mine was married for a while, and he came out of his marriage, and it took him a little while, but he was like, okay, I've heard about this Tinder. I'm going to give it a go. Oh. So he downloaded the app, And he ended up having the most humiliating experience ever. And it's pretty funny. And he's told me I can share it. Okay, this really is a friend. This isn't me. So he downloaded the app and he went online for the first time. I know you're all laughing, but it really isn't me. And he's swiping away and he got a few matches and he thought, oh, okay, this is how it works. You swipe left or right. And then if they like you back, they match. So if you've swiped on them and they've swiped on you, it'll go, oh, you're a match.
Ooh, nice.
And it's not that hard to get matches on Tinder because there's a lot of people on there. All right, a lot of people on Tinder. And I think the people on Tinder aren't as selective with their matches as maybe on some other apps that are looking for longer-term connections.
That was very
anyway, so he goes on the first night. Yeah, he got a few matches. He thought, oh, this is okay. Not really anything there I'm that keen on. He went on the next night, zero matches.
Ooh.
He went on the next day, zero matches.
What happened?
Now, of all the apps, Tinder is the easiest one for guaranteed matches and likes. And he spoke to a friend who said, oh, no, you get tons of matches on Tinder. It's really easy. So he thought, okay, something's not going right here. There must be a fault. So he deleted the app and he reloaded the app. No matches. The next day, he goes on, no matches. I mean, it is a virtual smorgasbord of singles. Even Scott Morrison would get matches if he went on Tinder. I mean, it's that
even Scott Morrison. Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right.
So he's thinking, no, there's definitely something wrong with my phone or the app. So he's tried all the troubleshooting. He turned the phone on and off. He deleted the app. He reloaded it. Zero matches on Tinder. And he's getting embarrassed at this stage,
yeah,
but thought, something's definitely wrong. He went into the Apple store and said, can you look at my phone? Because I think there's something wrong with my phone. One of my apps isn't working. They looked at the phone and went, nah, not a problem with the phone. It might be an app problem. You'll need to go to Telstra. Oh. He goes into the Telstra store.
Oh, my God. Says, he really wanted a date, didn't he? All right, okay.
He just couldn't understand why he wasn't getting any matches. So the guy he gets at Telstra, the helper, is a guy who's been married for years, doesn't understand dating apps at all. So he shouts out in the store, hey, does anyone here know how to work Tinder? This guy says he can't get any matches.
Oh,
so this young kid comes over. Yeah, he's shamed. He's embarrassed. This young kid comes over, looks at the app, looks at his phone, says, buddy, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with the app or the phone. I'm sorry. So he goes home in absolute frustration. He emails Tinder. He actually emailed Tinder and said, I can't understand what's going on with your app. It's not working. They responded. Guess what the email said?
Don't say it was something brutal because it feels like it's going to be something brutal.
He's been cut down by everyone. He's been cut down by Telstra, down by the Apple store.
Don't say Tinder Corporation said
Tinder too.
No one wants you. Don't say that.
Tinder said,
don't say
in
it.
An email, thank you for your email. Sorry to hear about the issues you've been having. We can assure you there were no problems with our app. Eventually, someone will like you.
Oh, that is so brutal. Oh.
An email from Tinder saying, eventually, someone will like you.
Well, I mean, look, there's optimism in it, at least. I mean, it's almost a happy ending, you know.
Well, there was no happy ending. That was the problem, I think.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.